rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Countdown to Christmas is such a special event, and this year we invite you to join us for the beloved Hallmark Channel tradition, our 12 Days to Christmas celebration.
12 days of our own holiday stories.
Heartfelt memories.
And unique moments.
That make the season warm and bright.
All leading up to the When Calls the Heart Christmas special premiering Christmas Day.
12 Days to Christmas.
All day, every day. Starting Wednesday, December 13th.
On Hallmark Channel.
The heart of Christmas.
It is for a lot of people part of their family tradition, in addition to the football and the ham or the turkey, the Christmas tree, and the opening of the presents. They try to squeeze in throughout the vacation days or the days leading up to or after Christmas, although I think they stop them after Christmas, if I'm not mistaken, a few of these Hallmark Christmas classics. If you go to the DVR at the Wilkin House, you will find a rather large section of the disc is taken up by my wife's recordings of these. I am not allowed to speak during her viewing of Hallmark movies because I usually just say something sarcastic about it. She prefers if I simply leave the room and let her enjoy what it is about these films that, well, keep them on the air every Christmas season. We're going to be talking about Hallmark Christmas movies. Joining us on this Thursday afternoon, Pastor Hans Feeney, pastor of River of Life Lutheran Church in Shanahan, Illinois. He's creator of a series of comical videos called Lutheran Satire, senior contributor to The Federalist, and author of a recent column there titled, Here's a Sneak Peek at Hallmark's Next Christmas Movie. Hans, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
How did you muster the courage to give a satirical treatment to what many people consider to be a mainstay of American Christmas life and one of the most innocuous of American Christmas traditions?
Well, it started as a series of tweets where I had this idea, and I still think this is a great idea. I encourage Hallmark to figure out how to do this. We have the technology, so it should work just fine, of having a choose-your-own-adventure Christmas movie. So when I was a kid, they used to have these books you could check out from the school library that were choose-your-own-adventure books, you know, where you'd read a couple pages in, and if you wanted the hero to open the, you know, the amulet of doom, you turn to page 7, and if you want him to go back out of the cave, you turn to page 14 or whatever it is, and then that would change the trajectory. Trajectory of the story. So I had this idea that you should do this with Hallmark movies, and you get to choose, you know, which guy comes into the restaurant where she works or the business where she works, how they first meet, what causes the conflict, and kind of all of these things. So basically, kind of making fun of the idea that they all sort of, all these stories follow the same template. You just plug in different things at different times. So a slightly different guy here, slightly different cause of conflict, but the resolution and all these things are always ultimately the same. So it just kind of started as a sort of a silly idea like that, and then I took it a little bit further for The Federalist.
Now, what is it about these films that people do love so much, and what is it about them? What do they say about the way we enjoy Christmas?
Well, I think there are a lot of things that people love about them. My wife is quite a bit like yours in this regard. I'm not even allowed to make eye contact with my wife when these movies are on because she's, any form of communication I try to have with her while she's watching one of these, she takes as a sign of judgment against both the film and her for watching it, which is not the case. I actually think the movies are kind of nice and sweet, and even though they're a little hokey and very predictable, that's, I think, kind of part of the charm about them is, you know, that no one's trying to tell a terribly original story. They're not trying to create characters you're going to remember for the rest of your life. The idea is to just kind of have sort of broad strokes, I think, so people can put themselves in the shoes of these characters. So in particular for women, and this idea that of finding love, in particular finding love around Christmas time, is obviously a very attractive notion, and of finding a sense of fulfillment and peace and happiness in a kind of a meaningful and wholesome relationship. I mean, that's the, kind of one of the things that there aren't really a whole lot of places left where you're finding stories where it's just a kind of a sweet, straightforward sort of PG love story that you can feel comfortable if your kids end up walking into the room, you know, while you're watching it, and you don't feel the need to turn the channel before they find anything inappropriate popping up on screen.
I don't mean this in a completely negative way, but there is an escapism, just as other forms of entertainment. You could have, you know, Game of Thrones or Walking Dead are also a form of escapism, but there's an escapism to these as well, isn't there?
Oh, sure, yeah. I think that's probably one of the things that is appealing to them, is it's an escapism that is, you know, kind of designed, I think, towards female sensibilities, but it's also, it's not a huge sort of leap away from the regular life that you're leading. It's just, you know, a slightly idealized version of I'd imagine, what women want to be and kind of the type of love that they want to find. And so it kind of pulls you away from a life that might be a little less satisfactory than you might like to have, and gives you a sense of how simple life would be if things actually went the way that you wanted them to.
And that's kind of the, I think, another thing that appeals about them is that, you know, when going in, that everything's going to be okay, that even the
right,
kind of mild conflict that is presented there is going to be fairly easily resolved. No one's going to die, and there isn't going to be any kind of fatal injuries or anything like that. There might be moments of poignancy or sadness, but you know that in the end, it's all going to work out just fine.
Yeah, there's something very nice in that predictability, where if you would just simply want a story where you're not going to, you know, get your guts kind of torn apart watching it, and you're not going to be sort of challenged on a moral level or challenged on an intellectual level, and you just kind of want to have something straightforward, predictable, and that just kind of fits the spot you're trying to fill, you know, as you're, you know, doing the laundry or just kind of running around the house doing typical Christmas season chores, they're very much, I think, kind of made for that type of audience.
Do you think that these movies could result in an increased malaise during the Christmas break, that kind of depression that people feel because they end on a positive note and our lives don't?
I suppose, yeah, that's always the question is, you know, do you, when we kind of consume media of this form, is this entertainment that we're looking for, or is it more kind of a sense of therapy or a sense of, even a sense of trying to, you know, kind of trying to reach out and find a sense of happiness that we can't find, which is sort of one of the things to me that's kind of interesting about this is that, you know, people will oftentimes talk about these things as fantasy, and I even kind of talk about that a little bit, talk about these movies about that a little bit this that way in this in the piece. But I don't know that it's necessarily fantasy in the same way that we would classify other things. You know, so for example, if you know, when guys watch male fantasy, you know, at least in a somewhere on the ball, in the ballpark of moral sense, is, you know, you want to be the hero who, you know, explodes bad guys with a laser sword, or who who fights the bad guys, you know, and the good hero cop, or kind of things of that nature. Whereas these movies are just a little bit more, they seem to be just a little bit closer to the lives of the, particularly the women who kind of like watching things of this nature. So, which to me makes it seem like it would be in a little bit more of a different category than just sort of pure fantasy or escapism, that there's, they have a little bit more of a sense of longing to them. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'd imagine it could, if you have a sense of unhappiness in life and you're putting so much stock in this notion of, well, I can finally be happy if I could just meet the right person, if I could, you know, meet this sort of, lovable widower or, recovering divorcee or something of that nature, then that, I think, can maybe lead you down the wrong path if your goal is to simply put all of your eggs in the basket of finding a romantic love interest to fill your life with a sense of meaning.
Pastor Hans Feeney is our guest. We're talking about Hallmark Christmas movies. He's a senior contributor to The Federalist and author of a recent column there titled, Here's a Sneak Peek at Hallmark's Next Christmas Movie. When we come back, when you set out to do satire, you got to decide what you are going to send up, what you're going to spoof about your subject. What was it for him in these Hallmark Christmas movies?
This holiday shopping season, skip the Fruit of the Month Club. Don't fall for any ridiculous as-seen-on-TV offers. Just say no to ugly sweaters. Instead, give your family and friends the best of Lutheran reflection on faith and life, theology and culture, delivered monthly right to their mailboxes. Give them the Lutheran Witness magazine. Visit cph.org/witness to purchase subscriptions for Christmas or anytime. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Double your donation to Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. A special challenge offers a dollar-for-dollar match on any amount donated by the end of the year. Metro East Lutheran engages young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provides an alternative to secular public high schools. You can make a year-end tax-deductible contribution at melhs.org or call 618-656-0043. 40 years greatly blessed. Metro East Lutheran High School.
At Zion Lutheran Church, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, we've adopted the motto, A Changeless Christ for a Changing World. While many congregations try to market a message that appeals to what a changing world wants, we continue to give a constantly changing world what it needs. A changeless Christ in word and sacraments like the church has done for 2,000 years. If you're in Chippewa Falls and would like to have the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation that Jesus won on the cross and delivers today in his church, please join us poor, miserable sinners. For more information, visit cfzionlutheran.com.
We would like to overlook the difficulty of daily repentance and death to our sins in the interest of progressing to a more advanced spirituality.
Rebecca Curtis from her new audiobook, Ladylike, Living Biblically.
Somehow, spiritual advancement always amounts to our getting to spend more time on the things we like and calling it stewardship or service.
You can purchase and download an audio version of Ladylike, Living Biblically at Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. Ladylike, Living Biblically by Rebecca Curtis and Rose Adel.
Lutheranism in the Public Square. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Comfort, comfort, ye my people, for unto us a child is born, good news of great joy, the titles of Christ, the Magnificat. These are some of the Christmas card themes produced by Ad Crucem. Send a greeting card this Christmas season that's centered on the gospel of Jesus Christ. AdCrucem.com, confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com, AdCrucem.com.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, and like them on Facebook, facebook.com/lutheracademy.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about the Hallmark Christmas movies that are so popular nowadays. Pastor Hans Feeney is our guest, pastor of River of Life Lutheran Church in Shanahan, Illinois, creator of a series of comical videos called Lutheran Satire, and senior contributor to The Federalist and author of a recent column there titled, Here's a Sneak Peek at Hallmark's Next Christmas Movie. Satire is a difficult thing to do well. You do it particularly well, Pastor Feeney, in a lot of different ways. It's always got to be gentle with its subject and not too rough, but it also has to pick things carefully that it wants to send up or parody in its treatment of any kind of subject. So what were you sending up about these Hallmark movies in order to achieve your satire?
Well, I think a few things. The first of which is kind of the first of which is the main character, and how, as I said, as I say in the piece. So basically, what I did was I just wrote a script, and with these elements, and then took screenshots of the script and had them put into the piece. And as I'm kind of going through this, I said something along the lines of, look, if you're worried that this is just going to be another Hallmark heroine who has no other purpose than to serve as a stand-in for the viewer, don't fret. Carol, who's the lady in the hypothetical movie, is Carol is far from the average upper-middle-class white woman's idealized self. Exhibit A, and she runs through this beautiful four-bedroom house that no one who works at a coffee shop like she does could ever afford, and she says goodbye to her scruffy little rescue dog, and she says, love you, Sir Barks-a-Lot, enjoy your day in this very expensive house that I can afford because I used to have a high-paying but stressful job before I left it all behind for a fulfilling life of volunteering and occasional Java slinging. So I think that's kind of the one of the things you always find in these movies that I like to sort of poke fun of, is that the character isn't a real person. It's just the idealized version of what whoever enjoys watching these movies oftentimes would like to be. And so the character exists to basically for the viewer to inhabit rather than to be a human being that we kind of come to understand and care for and things of that nature. So that's certainly one of those things that I kind of like to poke fun of. And then the other main thing is the kind of generic sort of copy or find and replace type of element of these scripts, where you can just kind of plug in one thing with another thing in this, and the script will otherwise stay the same. So, you know, if there's some sort of conflict, you plug in what the conflict is. If there's some sort of moment of joy, you just plug in kind of what the source of that is, and otherwise everything stays the same. So one of the things I did in the piece was trying to, one of the ways I poked fun of at this is, I think, my favorite joke in the piece. This is the kind of thing I find funny, and I don't care if no one else finds it to be funny, is that there's a part where the guy, I think the guy's name is Dave, who plays who's the male love interest, and he's talking about his wife who has died and how he's not ready to love again because he's not ready to sing Deck the Halls with anyone else. And there's one point when he says, when my wife died of the thing that she died of, or when my wife was dying of the thing that she died of. And then he goes on. So to me, that's sort of the perfect synopsis of these things, is that it doesn't actually matter what it is, and you could just write it in a generic way where it's never even mentioned and it has no bearing on the script, and you could write it in such a way where whatever the cause of her death was, this would work the same for a thousand different scripts.
And the point kind of being there is that he's a widow or a widower. You even have it on his business card, solely to make him available as
right.
a love interest there. What's the danger here, as we wind this up, of a Hallmark movie sentimentality, even that kind of sensibilities that drive them, making its way into Christian churches during the Christmas season?
Yeah, well, I think these things are 99% harmless fun, but certainly you don't want people to have their understanding of what love is kind of co-opted by movies of this nature. And the reality is that for Christians, and in particular in the proclamation of the church, Christmas is not about finding romantic love. It's not about finding a sense of belonging with another person in a life that you romantically share together. So it's not about romantic love, but it's about divine love. It's about God coming into the flesh for us. It's about this love, not that we discovered by accident or that we had to sort of fight to come to find, but rather it's Christmas is all about God finding us, seeking us and finding us when we didn't seek him, God coming to us in the darkness with the light of his Son, Jesus Christ.
Pastor Hans Feeney is pastor of River of Life Lutheran Church in Shanahan, Illinois. He's creator of a series of comical videos called Lutheran Satire, senior contributor to The Federalist, and author of a recent column there titled Here's a Sneak Peek at Hallmark's Next Christmas Movie. You'll find a link to it under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Hans, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
When we come back, we're going to talk about outrage over sexual misconduct and why at least one conservative Christian woman isn't happy when people, prominent people in the left of politics or Hollywood, are exposed as sexual predators. Since 2008, Issues Etc. has been operating independently as a production of Lutheran Public Radio Incorporated. Please help us finish in the black for the 10th consecutive year by making a year-end tax-deductible contribution. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org or by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of the year.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces, lcms.org/armedforces.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
There are nearly 20 million college students in the United States. 40% will stop going to church during college. 50% will never return. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is seeking to meet this challenge through LCMSU. Why? Because 100% of college students matter to God and to His church. College is tough. You need Jesus. We'll help. LCMSU. Check us out at lcms.org/lcmsu.